Valkyries fans, you're listening to the Valkyries Post-Op with Kevin Dana.
RC Davis here with you following the Valkyries' 92-73 defeat in Las Vegas. Becky Hammon only had 9 aces available to her today, but 5 of them scored in double figures, led by Jackie Young with 21. Quite the balanced attack, Kevin.
Yeah, it really was, and the aces are just a cut above the Valkyries right now. There's really no other way to say it. And look, there's nothing wrong with being below the aces in the standings. They're the best team in the WNBA, even though they don't have the best record. Look, I would still take my chances with the aces winning the title again this year. They are awesome. And also, look, a 1 p.m. Sunday game, after a travel day, after a 7 p.m. Friday game, not the easiest thing to do, kind of the 42-hour turnaround with a flight in between and going up against the best team in the league. It's not going to be a hard one.
You've brought it up before. Nice hotels, fancy plane, but still, lack of sleep is lack of sleep.
Lack of sleep is lack of sleep. That's exactly right, RC. And really makes it tough. And, yeah, but look, they were there for 13 and a half minutes of this game, and they have played kind of this situation before. They had a Thursday night game in Minnesota. It was actually a tougher turnaround. And then a Saturday afternoon game in Las Vegas, and they were there in that one. They had a free throw to tie with 10 seconds to go in that game. Didn't win that game. But this is just one where kind of fell flat. And, look, they gave up 62% shooting. And the Valkyries went 5 of 30 from deep. There was a game earlier this year I said, rest assured, the Valkyries are going to have a 5 for 32 this year. That was the line I said, 5 for 32.
They went 16.7%.
Yes, so that is not going to get it done. So they went 5 of 30. They were better than 5 for 32 tonight, just barely. But, yeah, you're not going to win games when nearly half of your shots come from beyond the arc.
You mentioned the Aces shot 62%. Valkyries shooting just 41%. That's going to be tough to come back from.
Yeah, it's got to be tough to come back from. The other thing that makes it tough is that 3 of your starters scored 2 points apiece in Kayla Thorne, Kia Stokes, and Veronica Burton. And look, those play, Kayla and Veronica especially, they'll get their scoring up. Kia's not out there for her scoring. She's out there for her defense. But this kind of where, you know, not having Ileana Rupaire this year hurts, right? That was someone who could stretch the floor. Kia can hit the three, but Rupaire's like a dead eye, 44% shooter last year for the Valkyries. So that certainly does not help things. And I know they had the game against Las Vegas earlier this year where they got down 24. They cut that down to 8. This is the first time where the Valkyries really never really made any threat in the second half to a team this year. And it's only their second non-clutch loss all season. And I know there might be some people like worried, all right, they're 0-5 against Minnesota and Las Vegas. And, yeah, right now they're not at the level of those teams. They're close to Minnesota, but Las Vegas has shown a couple of times out of the 3 games that there is considerable room between these two.
And Vegas has been blown out a couple times this year by some lesser teams.
Yeah, they lost by 33 to Phoenix. Then they lost by 30 to Dallas. There have been, 6 30-point blowouts this year in the WNBA? And Las Vegas has lost 2 of those games. They were 7th in net rating despite having, the second-best record or tied for the second-best record coming in. Kind of an interesting thing. The Valkyries going into Friday had the second-best net rating.
Right.
Then they dropped to 3rd after Friday's loss. Now they're going to drop a little more after losing by 19 in this game, a game they were down by 28 at one point. But again, this stretch is going to tell us a lot about this team. I said, could they go 3-3 in these next 6, starting with Friday's game against teams in the top 4? Well, they're 0-2. Can they go 3-1 in the next 4? The 3 games against the Dream, 1 against the Liberty, you've won by 17 in New York, albeit no Sabrina Ionescu. Ionescu's still kind of finding her footing coming back from injury. Can you win that one, and can you take 2 or 3 from Atlanta? That's probably the recipe to 3-1 in those next 4. If you do that, you're 13-8, and you only have 3 games left against the top 4 the rest of the way. Like, that's a pretty good spot to be in. You're basically at the halfway point, five games above 500, and only three games in your final 23 against the top four. I like my chances to really run up a decent record and maybe push to get into the top four.
You will take that, Tay. Golden State did protect the ball for the most part. Again, just 10 turnovers.
Yeah, look, they have that has been one of their calling cards this year. Last couple of games, the turnover numbers have been high for them, but that's 13 against Dallas and 14 against Minnesota. And those are kind of like average turnover numbers for a WNBA game, 13 and change probably, 13, 14 turnovers. And so they got it down to 10. They got up shots. They attempted 9 more field goals than Las Vegas and had 8 more free throw attempts. The problem was Las Vegas went 36 of 58 from the field and 11 of 24 from three. And the Valkyries went, as you mentioned earlier, 16.7%. As you cover the mic with your hand.
Let's
from
get
downtown. Yeah, I'm going to go with Jackie Young because Jackie Young has absolutely dominated the Valkyries this year. That first game, she absolutely cooked Golden State. She had 21 points in this game and also had 5 assists, was 9 of 12 from the field, 3 of 6 from downtown. And she came into that first Valkyries game, she was dealing with some off-court stuff, playing with a heavy heart. That was the quote from Becky Hammon to the start of her season. Then she broke out of that early season funk in a major way against Golden State. And every time she's played the Valkyries, I kind of put her on the level of Courtney Williams. We're watching the Mystics and Lynx game on our screen right now. And Courtney Williams is a Valks killer. Jackie Young is a Valks killer. And, like, you can't put Asia Wilson, like, because Asia Wilson kills everybody. So
right.
I'm not going to call Asia Wilson a Valkyries killer because she's just the best player in the world. And so, like, there's no need to. She's just a killer. But, like, Jackie Young, obviously, she's probably going to be an all-star. But she's a Valks killer. Courtney Williams is a Valks killer. And those two have given the Valkyries a whole lot of trouble. Nadia Fingle taking the rebound away from Cheyenne Parker-Tyus. Nice hustle for Nadia. Now she'll turn around, fire a 12-footer, and hits it. Congrats to Nadia Fingle, her first ever WNBA bucket. Well done, Nod. So congrats to Nadia Fingle for her first two WNBA points. Great to see Nadia Fingle get in there, RC.
That was great. That was great. As you said, if it's a game like this, unfortunately, where she's going to get some run,
yeah,
and it took getting blown out, too bad she couldn't get in on another side of the blowout, but yeah, it was good to see her finally get some run. She deserves it.
Yeah, you hope it comes in a 23-point win instead of being down 23. I remember with Darko Milicic his rookie year in the NBA with the Detroit Pistons, he like they kind of what they call him like the human victory cigar or something like that because when he got out there the Pistons were winning. But yeah, hopefully Nadia can get some more minutes out there. Great to see her score her first 2 points. Signed with this team 2 weeks ago. And hopefully she gets more time in the future.
Next up for Golden State, like you said, a rare two games with Atlanta at home beginning Wednesday at 7 o'clock.